listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Too. They make you shine, they make you fly, they make you kiss a tree, they make you hug a monkey,
hug a monkey.
They make you brew some kombucha. How's everybody doing today? What a blessed show we have. As you know, each and every Sunday is our time to bliss out on Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. We got Brother Skaya in the studio with us today.
How's it going, lovely folks?
Oh, it is going wonderful. Listen, listen, listeners. Ladies, gents, boys, girls, women, children of all ages.
Star nations.
Star nations, butterfly nations, cloud nations, rock nations, people of all. We have a wonderful show lined up for you guys today. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Brother Skaya, what do we mean by that?
We mean to take you from a dense space.
Yes.
Of fear.
Yes.
And doubt.
Yes.
And worry.
Fear and loathing in Las Vegas.
Extremely.
Extremely.
And we're going to raise it to love.
Love.
And confidence.
Confidence.
And flow.
Love, confidence, and kombucha. That's really... ladies and gentlemen, Brother Skaya brews his own... it's pretty much like magic healing wonder potion is what I like to call it. Magic healing wonder potion. What it is, it's it's kombucha, and for those of you that are not familiar with kombucha, it has been around for ages, for many, many, many millennia, thousands of years, actually. And kombucha was used thousands of years ago in many ceremonies, right? They used it for healing purposes, right? A lot of it was based around healing purposes. They used it for ceremony. Skaya would know more information on kombucha than myself, but... I do know that is a little bit of the history. What else? What else about kombucha?
Well, if you translate it to Japanese context, kombucha literally means seaweed tea.
Okay. Seaweed tea.
And
okay.
I read...
That's great.
From one of the origins that it started with people just kind of making tea out of seaweed. And
right.
It would ferment. And would give good health properties and help with immune systems and digestion and overall balance of the body. So the brewing process started evolving over the years, and then I'm not sure the exact
Date or like
history or the lineage of it.
Yeah.
But it started turning into a very common thing in China.
Okay.
And there's also I don't know if you call it a brother or sister kind of
root
yeast
or like yeast. Okay.
Called Jun. And very similar, but it produces a different type of yeast and bacteria. And you know, both are very good, very beneficial for your health.
Yeah.
And both very delicious, well made.
Yeah, yeah. Very delicious and very, very beneficial for your health. Listeners, I'm just so passionate about it. No. What's cool is like, and this isn't what we're talking about. This is just a side note because it's awesome. Today we're going to be talking about how to properly communicate. Yes, we've talked about that before, but we are going to talk, not how to like just properly communicate, but here. Today's show is being faced with not knowing how to tell somebody what you really feel, right? Today's show is how hiding things and how not talking about things in any form of relationship, father, son, mother, daughter, like anything, like boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, brother, sister, 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 brother, brother.
Owner, dog.
Parrot, pirate, any relationship. Any relationship. Because I've been seeing and I've been experiencing, not only in my own life, but in the life of my friends as well, how hiding information and how not necessarily hiding information, but not speaking about certain instances and certain aspects of the relationship.
That sounds like the government.
It does sound like that are very present, but it's too difficult to talk about. They're too scary to bring up to the person because you're afraid of the response. You're afraid of what could happen if you bring this up. Now, this is so unbelievably important for the well-being of not only your relationship, but for your own well-being, for the well-being of your happiness, for the well-being of the sustainability of the relationship and your emotional state when it comes to whether you're dependent on this relationship, whether you need to make certain changes in this relationship, right?
Right.
So today's show, ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about how to properly communicate, but we're talking about how to face those, if you could, the demons in a...
The demons.
Oh, dude, that was scary. Do it again.
The demons.
So basically, this is how to face the demons of communication. How to face the things that you are too afraid to face, how to talk about the things that you're too afraid to talk about with that person that you are having these communication errors with. Skaya.
Yo.
I have to ask you a question, and this is for...
Do you really have to?
I have to.
Okay.
This is for myself. This is for the listeners. Listeners, For you out there that are not familiar with Skaya Indigo, the reason why he is a brother and a co-host and why we have him on the show is because his words are wise. And there's absolutely people that we all meet in our lives that we come across and we're just like, wow, that person really has something awesome to say. Well, thankfully enough, I was blessed to have... a radio show where I can broadcast, and I was blessed enough to run into Skaya. The reason why we ask Skaya and we bring him on the show is because we have wisdom, right? This is wisdom. And it's not that Skaya knows something that we don't. Do you know what I'm saying?
Y'all know everything y'all need to know.
Exactly. It's just Skaya. Skaya is the catalyst, right? Skaya is the He's the person that allows you to start thinking the things that you wouldn't normally think about. He plants the seeds. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's why we're here. And the question that I have for Skaya, the seed that I'm looking to be sown, is how do you, right? I have problems with this. I know a lot of people have problems with this. How do you, like, let's say that you're talking to, okay, let's take your father, right? Not your father, but somebody's father. Let's say my father and I, we disagree on a few things.
Normal,
right? But I feel like that if he could only just for a moment, instead of feeling like I'm criticizing him, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of feeling like when I'm pointing something out to him and being like, Dad, I hear you out, but maybe check this out. Instead of him feeling like criticized and looking at me and being like, no, Dave, like that's not the way it is. Like that's not how it goes, right? How do I communicate with him, and how do I tell him like what I really feel if he is going to take it as a criticism, right? Because then that makes me question myself, and I feel like I can't talk to him and tell him my honest opinion, because if I do, it's going to become a criticism.
It's always important to be.
And then we get into an argument, and then something that had a positive intention, my intention to possibly just come to a common ground, actually turned into a defensive argument.
Okay. First thing is, especially when you're involved with a different generation, and someone that's that involved in your life, who's physically responsible for bringing you into this life.
Yes.
There's got to be some understanding on where he's been in his life.
Right.
What he's gone through in his life.
Some empathy.
Sure.
Right.
If that's required.
Right, right.
Generationally speaking, there's a lot of conflict between the child and the parents because, I mean, to put it in civil terms, most of the generational signatures are
different.
Not very harmonious.
Right,
because what they came in to do as a sole purpose and what you came in to do on a sole purpose is completely
different
soul desires.
Right.
And
right.
So if you have a contrasting soul desire, and I'm saying soul desire,
right,
because it's that deep. It's
right.
Nothing more
it's surface.
It's not like
the desire being like, well, I like Bentleys and you like we have different desires. No, this is a
it can be.
Word. It can be, right? It's an expression, but on a deeper level, on the root, on the core level.
Well, think about it like this.
Okay.
Let's take that example. If a core desire of the soul of your father was to come into this lifetime to appreciate work and energy he put into
right.
to manifest into money
right.
so he can feel satisfied by buying materialistic things.
Right, right. Which is good, which is all good.
Because this is for his this is for his experience.
Exactly.
And your sole desire is to help transform this world into a higher vibration, you know?
Welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host.
you see my point.
Absolutely.
It's two different desires, and you can judge it on face value,
yes,
externally, physically,
right,
and what's being presented to you right then and there. Or you can really take it on a soul level and say, okay, what has this particular soul gone through
right.
in order to need this experience
right. Right.
for
right.
this incarnation?
I see. Okay, okay, okay.
So that's one thing to take into account. Another thing to take into account, because it's a lot deeper than what, you know, society does a very good job of keeping things on the surface.
Yeah.
That's why we got to go into the black water
yeah.
and fight those demons.
Yeah, totally. because at the bottom of the black water, there's the brightest and clearest water you've ever seen.
We'll get there.
Okay.
You almost okay. said one of my quotes.
Okay.
Almost. almost. You almost did. I was waiting. You said all the same words.
Okay. Very close. Okay. I got.
But in that particular situation, again, if you're trying to, okay, Let's say you want to explain to him what you have been learning.
Right.
And you want to get that across to him at the level and intensity that you received it
mm-hmm.
and that you hold to yourself.
Right.
And he'll say, that's a bunch of bull.
BS, yeah.
You know? And well, how does that affect your life?
Right.
And blah, blah, blah. You know, while you're studying and doing all this stuff, like, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing this?
Yes,
you know,
it's
a completely different perspective.
Totally. It absolutely
you know, you're
is.
You're kind of meeting at a 90-degree angle and it causes a clash.
Right.
That's why we call it a square in astrology. So it's understanding the perspective of each soul and their incarnation and what their soul desire is. And if they don't choose to accept it.
Right.
That's something that we have to learn within ourselves, you know?
Yes.
Because it's a bright reflection.
Yes.
But also, it's very important to not sway from your truth.
Right.
Because of that experience.
Dude.
It's a challenge of your faith in yourself.
It is.
And
it is.
There's a lot of instances. I mean, good God, do we know? I mean, how many people have we heard in high school that say, I hate my parents?
Oh, that's all you hear.
Unfortunately.
So many kids.
There's a lot.
They did this, they did that, blah, blah, blah. It's ridiculous. I can't even start because I am very passionate about. So go on. I'm not even going to. It's terrible. Right. I can't, just for a moment, do you hear how badly I'm stuttering? I'm like, it's like, I'm like trying to talk, it's not coming out, because I'm so frustrated. No, not frustrated, that's the wrong emotion, but it is frustrating when you hear that, and I've heard it so many times, and I specifically remember being in high school and hearing that, and my friends would say that, I hate my parents, especially my favorite one, is when the kids get caught for doing something like let's say that somebody gets caught you're in 11th grade or 12th grade and your parents catch you smoking a little bit of weed, you know, and they're like, well, you're grounded for like a weekend, you can't go out with your friends. I hate my parents, like they did this. Well, you know what, maybe you should have listened to them, you know what I'm saying? Or you know, if you had to do that, maybe you should have a talk with them, express why you feel like doing this, express the position that you're in, you know, and come to a common ground. So, Skya, go on. I interrupted you.
No. That was a beautiful expression.
Thanks, man.
And let the lion roar. But, you know, it's an interesting relationship. And to my awareness and to my experience, we all choose
right
our parents, especially our parents.
Yes.
But we choose everything that we're going to go through before a physical incarnation.
Yes.
You wouldn't sign that big, big, very detailed contract with your big old signature on it before you came in.
Totally.
So and that's the one thing to remember.
Yeah.
We agree to every single thing
that we experience.
Everything.
Every single thing. So Skya, what I'm getting here is, okay, you just hit a few aspects that got me really, really thinking. By the way, guys, if you want to call in on the show, you can do that. 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. You can also email me live on the air, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. If y'all are just tuning in with us, we're talking about how to communicate with the people that you have a difficult time talking to, but how to bring up those things that you've always wanted to say, but you're just too afraid to say it because you are scared of the consequences of what might happen if the truth comes out. What a concept. What might happen if the truth comes out? That's a good one. I like that. It's a good sound effect. That's new. We're going to do that. You know what happens once the truth comes out? Everything comes into true alignment. Everything that was meant to be is now. So, Skya, what I'm getting is I just took the example, listeners that are just tuning in with us now, of the relationship between a son and a father, where the son and the father have different beliefs, different ideas, about many things, but when the son or the father tries to communicate with one another, they feel like they're being criticized as opposed to one explaining to the other where one is coming from. Now, Skaya gave a wonderful example of how we must understand before we start arguing, before we get into a confrontation with another individual, we must understand that that person, like Skaya said, is on their own soul path. They're on their own level, their own experience. They have every right to feel and to act and to react and to energize themselves in any way that they wish. Why? Because it serves them. Anything that they are doing that you look at and view it to be silly or hypocritical or, you know,
Any judgment.
You need to take a step out of your own ego and understand that that is simply an expression, that is a vibration that this person is suitable for. That is a vibration that is a bubble, if you will, that this person chooses to float in. And just because your bubble is a different shade doesn't mean that yours is right and that theirs is right, or that yours is wrong and that theirs is wrong. What it means is that their bubble is their shade and your bubble is your shade.
And sometimes when bubbles come together, they make a bigger bubble.
They make a bigger bubble.
And sometimes when bubbles interact, they pop each other.
They pop each other. Exactly. So what I'm getting from this and what Skaya said is when you are in this state of frustration, when you are in this state of unsurety, right? You're unsure of yourself when you're frustrated. Why else would you be frustrated? If you were sure of yourself, you wouldn't be frustrated. You'd be calm and relaxed in every situation. If you were cool and you're sure, you're calm, you're sure, you're confident. Why are you frustrated? What are you trying to prove? Who are you trying to save, man?
Yourself.
So what I'm seeing through this topic right now and what I'm getting is that, you know what, when you get into a confrontation, it's actually a wonderful opportunity to find out more of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because when somebody challenges your beliefs, your ego is the first one to stand up and draw a sword.
That's a mighty sword you got.
That's
there.
A mighty sword. That's, and I'm not talking about... So really though, when somebody challenges your ego beliefs, your ego needs, your ego food, right? Or when somebody challenges you, right? Because you obviously have somewhat of an attachment to your ego because you are a human being and you do have an ego construct. So when somebody challenges that, your ego has that signature, that registration, that signature vibration that all of a sudden goes, wait a minute, I disagree with that. You're wrong, I'm right. No. What's actually happening is your ego thinks you're right. Your vibration, your spirit, is just like vibing on its own thing. It's just like, oh, well, this is me. This is where I'm at right now. This is what I like. This is me. Your ego is the one that's like, that person's wrong, I'm right. Screw you. You know, seriously. For example, here's another one that I love. We're driving on the freeway, right? And, you know, it's traffic-y, whatever. So people are stressed. They're on their way home from work.
Get out of my way!
Yeah, totally. Somebody...
I need my bacon.
Somebody cuts you off, or you accidentally cut somebody off. You get a big middle finger. Fuck you. Someone's flipping you the bird. Speeds off. Honking. Right? Well, that right there is a wonderful demonstration of how one's ego is being challenged. Number one, why are you flipping somebody off that you have no idea who they are? You're actually saying, excuse my French, fuck you to somebody who you don't even know. you're on your way home from work, they're on their way home from work. And because something out of like thousands of people on the road, there's a moment where you guys get close. The only proper thing to do is to say fuck you.
To your brother and sister.
To your brother and sister.
I mean, wow. This is one twisted family.
One twisted family.
Well, this is a beautiful family.
One twisted family.
I mean, well, we're, you know, if we're all siblings, then we all go through it.
Right. But the whole... Right. I was going to say, the whole idea... I interrupted Sky again. I'm good at that. The whole idea is... It's the Taurus. It's the words. The whole idea is... If we can register the fact that that is our ego speaking for us, when we have that moment of frustration, if we can transform, shift that energy from frustration into awareness, into transcendence, then we can actually get a moment of clairvoyance is what it is.
You know what's really interesting?
Let's hear it, brother.
When I was in high school.
Okay.
When I was in high school.
When? That was, last week?
Okay. Yeah.
No, Sky is not, he hasn't been in high school.
10th grade.
Okay.
English teacher. Super awesome.
Awesome English teacher.
And she was half Native American.
Nice. Very cool.
And the way that she explained it was very straightforward and very clear and provoked some serious thought. When you honk in traffic, and I'm not talking about someone just about to hit you and you honk to get their attention. I'm talking about when you're just in traffic and you're honking, like, I need to get to where I need to get to, blah, 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 get out of my way. She said this. What makes you think where you need to go is more important than where the other person needs to go?
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Me neither. She was very wise.
So ask yourself that, listeners.
And expand on that too. What makes anything within ourself more important?
Or entitled.
Yeah, in any way than another person other than our ego.
None. There's absolutely no reason. And the fascinating thing about it to me is, right? Okay. I just thought of something. Okay, well, here, I'll get... The fascinating thing about it is that we're so quick to do it.
Reaction.
We're so quick...
Bob Marley even said it.
Yes.
Reflexes have the better of me. What is to be must be. Every day, the ball can go to a well. One day, the bottle will drop out.
Yeah, man.
Reflexes will get the better
Reactions. Right. Right. Absolutely. So, what's fascinating to me is that we all are working together, right? And this is going to tie back into how to, you know, face those communication demons. We're all working together as one unit while we are sharing the road. We are.
Sharing the world. Good God.
Well, of course. But I'm just saying, like, we'll just use traffic as a metaphor, you know? If I'm on the 101 or the 405 or the 10 or the 5, wherever you guys are, I don't know, the 210, the 134, 14. 118.
Santa Monica Boulevard, Lincoln.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
It's okay.
That's what I got. Every time I look around, I'm looking up, I'm looking down. Shell Crow. The fascinating thing is we'll use the road as a metaphor. We all operate in one unit. For example, this happened a few weeks ago. I was on my way out to Arcadia.
Oh.
And I was with my employer, wonderful woman, very cool. And all of a sudden, we were going 65, 70 miles an hour on the 101 right by, right by Haskell. Bam! Freeway comes to a complete stop.
Bam.
Ambulances, fire trucks, police cars, motorcycles, a helicopter, all in like 5 minutes. Bam! Well, this is a wonderful demonstration of how we all work in conjunction. This is a wonderful demonstration of how we are all a unit, right? Somebody had an accident. What had happened was a motorcyclist got hit, and there was a body bag, right? So it was an intense thing. Bless that. It was an intense crash. Everybody was stopped on the freeway for 2 hours. Now, we are all one unit. If that person did not make that choice to turn or that centimeter of the wheel and the milliseconds of the decisions, the millisecond reactions that we make determine the next moment's move, determine everything, because that happened. Bam, bam, bam. All of a sudden, 600 people on the freeway were stopped for 2 hours, backed all the way on the 101. All the way. I'm sure it was back to Thousand Oaks.
And if you need proof, go check out The Science of Consciousness, and you'll have scientific proof on that.
Totally. Totally. Okay?
Your thought will.
Your thought will absolutely, indubitably affect whether you are going to be caught in traffic, whether you're going to be the crash in traffic, or whether you're going to have nothing to do with it. So what I'm trying to express is the connection between how there was a millisecond reaction. Bam, a crash happened. All of a sudden, 600 people got affected by one person's reaction. Now, all these police officers, cops, right? EMTs, ambulance, firefighter, helicopter man, these are all individuals too. Well, all of a sudden, their whole day changes. Their whole day gets affected by this one millisecond reaction. You know what else is affected? It's that gentleman's family. Right?
It's a ripple.
It's a ripple effect. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And you know what it starts with? Throwing up a middle finger for no reason. You know what it starts with? Deciding to pull over and help that one dude on the side of the road. When it's a Sunday afternoon, you got nothing to do, and you see that guy on the side of the road, pull over. Give him a hand. Really. Like, not everybody has AAA. Do you know what I'm saying? And even if they do, you are putting a vibration not only in your bubble, but in their bubble. You are raising their vibration. I have to tell you guys a story what happened the other day. I was on, this internet show, so the chances of you knowing the street Shoop and Avenue San Luis are very slim, especially if you're in Australia. You're like, oh, Shoop and Avenue San Luis. Yeah, Dave's Good Vibrations. Yeah, they're all the time. Well, I was on Shoop and Avenue San Luis at the stop sign. It's just a little side street. And I was with my girlfriend and myself, and there was this man on his Harley Davidson, but he was sitting on the side of the road, and his Harley was banged up. This is a intersection. This is a stoplight. This is a three-way stoplight. Not light, I'm sorry, three-way stop sign intersection. Nobody asked him if he was okay. Literally, about 10 people, and I saw him because I was back in line. About 10 people, maybe 15 even. Because if you do three stop signs, 1, 2, 3, and I was like probably 5, 6 cars in back waiting in line to hit the stop sign. That's 5 or 6 cars from each of the stop signs in a periodic 3 minutes. Not one individual asked him if he was okay. I got to the stop sign. I rolled down the window. I asked him if he was okay. He was like disgruntled. He was shaking. There was blood running down all down his hand. I pulled over. It was like not a very safe intersection to pull over. I pulled over. Long story short, I ended up helping the guy out. Sat with him. Got him some water. Cleaned up his finger. We called a towing service. Blah, blah, blah. We waited with him. Well, if there is anything that I got out of this experience, it was that this gentleman helped me. This gentleman served me. Let me tell you why. What he said to my girlfriend and I as we were about to leave, we sat with him for about 45 minutes, half an hour, 45 minutes. I parked in this safe spot, pulled his bike up on the curb, cleaned him up. He started crying. And he said that our act restored his faith in the human race. Now, for an elderly gentleman, he was probably, he was 50s, midlife crisis, Harley Davidson thing going on. Seriously, yeah, midlife crisis, needs a motorcycle, makes him feel good, it's a little bit of ego food, there's nothing wrong, it's all right, you know. Well, by him saying that our act of kindness restored his faith in the human race, by him saying that and crying, he was tearing up. And then he started to talk about, he's like, you're young. You kids are young. Like, if anything, I would expect, you know, like a worker to come over and be like, oh, are you okay? Do you need help? You know, it's like two young kids. You know what I mean? Pull over. That in itself inspired me, fueled me and my girlfriend, gave us meaning, gave us purpose, right? So it's these acts of kindness. It's once again, this will all turn back into the communication demons, right? Because we don't only have communication demons with the people that we're close with. We have communications demons with people that we don't even know. Right? But what I'm saying is because my initial vibration sent a positive intention, health, healing. I'm going to heal this guy. We're going to heal him. We're going to help him. We're going to restore him to safety. We're going to restore him to normality. We're going to bring him health. Make sure he's okay. He's comfortable. He's restored. So in us restoring him, he restored us. Mm. Now, take that intention of wanting to see a man after 15 people drive by. Don't even help him. He just crashed on his motorcycle. After seeing a man and our intention being to help him, and then our response from that being like enlightening, couldn't have got a better response. Now think of the intention and think of the actions when you as an individual get cut off on the freeway and flip the person off. What energy, what vibration, what reality does that align with, man?
Or even vice versa.
Yeah.
If you cut someone off,
right,
and they flip you off.
Right.
You know, because you feel it.
You do. You feel it's chills.
It rings a bell.
It does.
And goes, no.
It does.
And you say, how am I going to react to this?
Right.
And that's your karma. How you react is your karma. How others react is their karma.
Right.
It's fine.
Right.
It's all good. You know? And I never heard that story. That was recently, yeah?
It was recent. I didn't even think about it. Just like...
But that was, you know, that's what I mean.
Right.
There's a difference in the way that we're hardwired, generation right. to generation to generation. You know? Granted, we go through different, you know, system forms of systems as it evolves.
Right.
But inherently... we're all so individuated,
right,
as souls.
We are.
That it doesn't, you know, I mean, I'm glad that you had the effect on that gentleman the way you did, you know, in the exact way that you
same.
Did, you know, with your age and all that, you know. And that's what I feel that, you know, because we all think about it.
Right.
We all do.
We do.
I hope we all do
yeah.
think about it, you know?
Yeah.
When you see a homeless person sitting there and you you just spent like $400 on something for yourself that you wanted, not necessarily needed.
Right.
And then you look at this guy or woman
yeah.
and you're like, oh, I can't help this person.
I can't, right? Like, I unfortunately, I'm late for my meeting. I don't know if I have the time to give him a few bucks.
You know, we're all brothers and sisters, and we're all reflections crazy. Of each other's, you know?
Crazy.
And so, you could call it crazy, or you could call it a lesson.
Well, right.
You know?
It's a crazy lesson to
and
have.
Yeah. I believe that if we all took time to listen to what our very first instinct is, other than our mind butting in and saying, oh, no, you can't, instead of saying, yeah, you can, you know?
Right.
What a different world this would be.
What a different world it would be.
You know? And I'm not even saying we have to change the system in any way for that to be interacted. It's
right.
all personal choice in that moment right then and there, you know? And, of course, this construct of society has taught, oh, you know, they're in that position for a reason and blah, 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 and they can make all the excuses in the world,
all
but
the excuses.
It does not mean...
They're going to take it and spend it on crack.
It does not
it
mean
doesn't...
that you, as an individual, cannot make your own choice.
Right.
In anything.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
And that's where free will comes in.
Mm.
You know, for people who believe that they don't have freedom, I'm sorry, but you're free.
You're free.
You truly are free.
Yeah.
And the only thing that's stopping you is yourself and thinking that you are not free. And
yes.
Throwing yourself in that cage.
Yes.
And, I mean, if you need proof of it, give me a call.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, absolutely, guys. Hey, if y'all are just tuning in with us, you're a little late. But that's okay. Dave's Good Vibration Station. You're just in time. Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. If you want to call in, you can do so. We got 10 minutes. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. What we're talking about today is how to deal with our communication demons. What we mean by that is, how do you tell somebody what you have always been feeling? Not necessarily have always been feeling if you just met the person. How do you tell somebody what you really feel without fearing?
How about you've been feeling it for lifetimes?
You've been feeling it. Word. Of course. Well,
think about it like this. You walk down the street.
Right.
Or even better.
Let's hear it.
You go into a party.
Okay.
And there's about half the people there you
okay.
don't know.
Right.
But you feel things.
Yes.
You're like, I don't like that person.
Right.
Or I don't know about this person. Or I really like this person.
Right.
You know, and I'm not talking about physical attraction or anything like that. I'm talking purely energetic and things that go through your mind like, whoa, you know?
Yeah.
When you feel those things, you got to ask yourself, how many lifetimes has that been taken in order for that to play out?
Word.
Again? You know, I say
right.
that, I use that emphasis a lot because we all go through it.
How many lifetimes?
You know, how many
yeah.
instances have we been feeling that in order to really feel that? And I actually highly encourage to at least even investigate it.
Yeah.
Instead of just feeling that and be like, ugh.
Right.
Or, you know.
Yeah. Because,
you never know.
You never know.
Same thing with what we're talking about.
Right.
If you express yourself and you communicate something that you're afraid to communicate for the response that you don't want to get.
Right.
Why don't you want to get that response?
Exactly. What are you afraid of?
You know, because granted, nobody wants to be sad.
Right.
But we all are sad at some point or another. And we learn from these experiences. We learn from experiences of being happy, sad, etc., etc. We learn from everything if you choose to see it as a lesson.
Right.
And going back to the demon analogy of it.
Right.
You know, because it's so scary. I had this dream once.
Let's hear it.
And had a demon.
Okay.
This was a big, big, big demon.
If okay.
Imagine Empire State Building size demon.
Nice.
Very big. There were two people in front of me. Everything was in pause mode.
And you were the size of a human.
I was just normal. And there were two people in front of me. And then the dream persisted to push the play button. And everything started playing out. And the two people in front of me looked at this demon. And they were scared out of their pants.
Right.
And I was just like, no, you guys are doing it wrong. You can't be scared.
Right.
And I walked in front of them and put them behind me. I looked at this demon, and then I put my hand to my heart, and I just blasted it with love. And that's the answer to all
that's
your demons.
Beautiful. That is.
That's the answer to all your demons.
That is the best answer.
Because
to all your demons.
There's nothing more powerful than love.
Right.
And pure love that comes from your heart will go way further.
Way than further.
Physical power or anything of this nature. And, you know, Jimi Hendrix said it. All the great people of this planet that we remember, some people idolize, said it.
Right.
And we still say yes. To this day that love is the most powerful thing in this universe, period.
When the power of love overcomes the love of power.
Yeah. And that's true not just for Earth, not just for the Milky Way galaxy, not just for this quadrant of this universe. I'm talking all of creation. All of creation.
Right.
That is the fundamental law.
It is. It is.
And if you need, I mean, we all can agree to that. I don't know. I mean, I don't care if you worship Satan or if you worship God, if you worship a plant or if you worship anything.
Jesus or
you
know, anything. Because
you
want to
know why?
Right.
Because there's love in that.
Right.
It doesn't matter how it's painted. It doesn't matter how it looks, how the cover of the book looks. Inside is always love.
Inside is always love.
So if you want to fight that fear and confront that fear and that demon, confront it with love. Say it purely with love. You cannot go wrong.
You can't.
Because you are expressing your heart. And if that's
it.
Doesn't come across, then that's just that.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong that you can do by expressing your heart.
Wow.
No matter how painful it may be, and how, you know, how much ridicule you might get, you have to express what's in your heart. Because that's the core of it.
Right.
That's one thing that, you know, it doesn't want to get rejected. But if that gets rejected, then you're going to have a decision to make within yourself on do you want to continue, this relationship.
Right.
This, you know, whatever the scenario is. But your heart will never fail.
It will never fail. Guys, this has been an amazing episode of the Vibration Station. So, to close this out, I'm going to summarize for not only myself, but for the listeners as well. When facing these communication demons, what we have to do is, if there is something that you are feeling towards a relationship or towards a person, and you want to say it is in you, but you are afraid of the response, the conclusion that we have come to at the end of this episode is that you have to give love. You have to listen to your heart. You cannot be afraid of a possible outcome, because fear will keep you from listening to your heart. Right?
Yeah.
And the only option to do is love yourself and love the individual that you are speaking with. Unconditionally hold a sense of awareness for that person's experience and understand that you are both on your old soul levels, soul paths. And it's okay. It's okay to disagree. Just as long as it, at the end of the day, we understand that each and every individual is a vibration, an expression, and we are all loved.
Dedication to the lives that'll let one be. Hesitation is a plant that will not feed.
Oh, wait. Hesitation is a plant that
will not feed.
Will not feed. Yeah.
Recreation for the kids to express love freely. Imagination create your reality.
It's been a while. Beautiful. Guys, I love each and every single one of you on the Vibration Station. Thank you, Brother Skaya.
Thank you.
Make sure to spread unconditional love, light, joy, happiness, and laughter. Follow us on Facebook. We love you. Have a wonderful day and a blessed Sunday. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. When everything was perfect and green, we used to chill and relax and maybe smoke a fat stack while we laugh about the past. But that's too fast to express how much I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well,
Who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days, unconditionally missing y'all. In all the silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we hit smoke, how to roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about.